can't decide and torn between a romantic, comedy, action, or an indie film to watch for the weekend? Well, 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 Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast is your ultimate guide to the latest movies. Join Jordan, Keith, and Mariano as the trio dissects what's latest on the blockbusters. It's the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast.
Recording live from a small tea shop in rural Indonesia, it's the Golden State Media Concepts Movie Podcast with Jordan,
Keith,
and Mariano.
Yes, yes.
How's it going, Mariano?
Pretty good. How are you guys?
Good, good, good. Good.
Very good. Good.
Right. Can I just say that I like tea shops and Indonesia?
Really?
Oh, there it is. All right.
And I knew that when I was coming up with that intro, and that's why we are in this Indonesian tea shop.
Ah.
We'll add some tea clinking sound effects.
Yes, and the sun is lovely.
Some tea sipping sound effects.
Yeah, yeah, just some of that, but very low. Not.
Oh, man, yeah.
It doesn't dominate the podcast. Mariano, it feels like there's a distance between us right now. I don't feel close to you anymore.
That's because he's Skyping in today.
Exactly.
So it's all good. It's all good. You are here in voice and in spirit, so right on.
At least voice. We'll find out about spirit later on.
You're such a cynic. So the movies for today are The Secret Life of Pets and?
And The Fundamentals of Caring.
There you go. All right. So looking forward to this review a lot. So
me too. I think this is going to be a good one.
Yes.
Spoiler alert, I enjoyed both the movies.
Okay. Well, Mariano, why don't you take the lead on this?
You know what? Secret Life of Pets was okay for me.
Get out of here. The Fundamentals
of Caring was really, really good, in my opinion.
Seriously? But, okay.
Are you more surprised that he liked Fundamentals of Caring or didn't care much for Secret Life of Pets?
I'm surprised he didn't care much for The Secret Life of Pets. That's my movie, dude.
Okay. All right, you guys want to start with Secret Life of Pets?
Yes.
You want to see what was wrong with it, Mariano?
Well, the thing that I thought that was wrong with The Secret Life of Pets was just... it was cute and everything, but it was just kind of boring. It was just...
Really?
It was like overly simple and like slapsticky and...
Wow.
And I like Louis C.K., but I didn't like Kevin Hart. And I didn't like everybody else. And it was so... Like, I looked up other reviews for the movies, and...
That's a no-no,
Mariana. Which is something we do. All of our reviews come from 10 other reviews that we look at.
That's a no-no. You're cheating. Go ahead. What were you saying about the other reviews?
Of course, this, what I'm saying, is my own opinion. I'm just saying I look up other reviews to see what other people thought of the movie, and I'll agree or disagree, as I would normally. But I have to agree that, like, most people, if you look anywhere, a lot of people are saying it's pretty much just Toy Story.
It is Toy Story, kind of. That's
like, think
what
of the characters.
I thought of that as soon
story,
as I watched
think
it,
of how
too.
Everything goes
I like Toy Story, though.
I mean, I didn't think of Toy Story at all because I was so immersed in their animal world. So, I do see parallels, but I thought this was actually more fun than Toy Story, to be honest with you.
I don't know. I mean,
I thought
just
Kevin Hart
the
stole
only
the
thing
show.
That like, really stood out. I mean, it wasn't a bad movie, but the only thing that, like, stood out for me, the best part, was just the animals were cute and funny.
I actually
but
got
everything
super
else
emotional
was, like,
in this movie.
Like, just a boring, like, a not even that good. Like, I've seen way better Pixar or Disney movies than that.
Wow, dude. You are the Grinch today, dude. Wow.
No, it's a good movie.
Okay. No, I didn't see that. That's what I love about what we do with this podcast is that you never know what's going to happen or, who likes what. So it's so unpredictable. That's okay. I thought it was a great film. I enjoyed it immensely. I'm actually probably going to go see it again, actually. I thought
really?
Kevin Hart was so good as the bunny.
I liked it, but I think I could wait to see it until it comes out for
Ricky,
wider release.
I'm sorry, man. My homeboy Ricky. I loved it. I loved it.
I love Kevin Hart, but I wouldn't watch this movie.
Oh, man.
You didn't like him? Why didn't you?
This film. I loved it.
You didn't like him in this movie, Mariano?
Not really.
Right.
What was his problem in the movie? Because I think
I don't know.
He
like his voice didn't fit
Kevin
the little
Hart.
White like bunny with the like. It, I don't know. It just,
he made the movie.
I think
he overshadowed Louis C.K.
I think it does kind of fit
Louis
the bunny.
Louis C.K. was the best part.
Oh man,
I like
yeah.
Louis
like
C.K.
I said, like
lot,
to me, just the animation was
him.
The best part, but the movie itself was like eh.
Okay, well, one thing we didn't mention. So this was directed by Yarrow Chaney. and Chris Renell. So two different people. It always fascinates me when you have two directors, especially for animation. I'm still trying to figure out why that happens. But
yeah, but animation is such a big task. Animation is hard to do.
And they just probably split in half that because of that, probably. So Yarrow Chaney also directed Puppy and The Very First Noel. And he's also in pre-production on How the Grinch Stole Christmas. Chris Renaud directed Despicable Me 2, The Lorax, Despicable Me, and Despicable Me, the Minion Madness video short. So that's the background for both directors. And, of course, like you said, Louis C.K., main character in this movie. Playing Max. And then Eric Stone Street is Duke. And it's just Kevin Hart is Snowball, the bunny. And it's just...
Kevin Hart, if he had a spirit animal, or at least his characters in his movies, it would be a little bunny that's, like, way bigger than its bite. I mean...
Okay, yeah.
That has a bite bigger than himself. I think that's Kevin Hart in a nutshell.
Oh, right? Yeah, this was a fun film. Like I said, I felt good when I saw the trailers. I knew I was going to have to check this movie out. But it's interesting to hear your perspective. It sounds like, Mariana, you were just bored of the film and you thought it was kind of cliché-ic and formulaic.
Well,
is that what you thought?
But the thing is, I understand that I saw the movie, and I actually went to the theater and watched this one. Like,
yeah, me too.
And I saw the reactions of people, and I went to this movie with kind of the preset understanding of like, okay, this is a children's movie. I'm not expecting like a huge psychological thriller to like blow my mind, but just considering who made it and just the quality of production, like it was kind of boring. It was kind of cookie cutter to me.
Oh, okay.
It wasn't bad. Like I can't stress that enough. It was not a bad movie. I don't regret watching it, but was it like really good? No, it was okay.
You just don't. So you wouldn't recommend it, or you do recommend? So
yeah, I'd recommend you go see it. Just don't expect to be blown away by it.
So doing my Jordan impersonation, on a scale of 1 to 10, where do you put it?
All right, on a scale of 1 to 10, I will put it. I'll put it like a. Okay, I'm scaling not like my own personal scale. I'm scaling how I think children and its intended audience. Put it like amongst other children's movies, because there are some really good ones. Let's say like a 6.
All right. And Jordan, your thoughts on this film?
What's a 10 to you, Mariano, as far as children's movies? Finding Dory or Finding
Nemo?
One
of my favorite like children's movies of all time. Like Monsters, Inc. was really good. I don't know if that's a 10, but that's one that I can think of offhand. That was really good. The story was different. It's monsters. Like the voice actors fit the characters. The Incredibles was one of my favorites too. That's definitely up there.
Oh yeah, that's a 10 for me. That's the bomb.
Right.
Yeah.
But like, but you know, I ask you seriously: was The Incredibles better than The Secret Life of Pets?
Probably, but not by much for me. I really enjoyed this film.
What about like The Lion King?
I mean, I like The Lion King, but I don't love The Lion King.
I feel like The Lion King and Secret Life of Pets. I mean, they're in
I think Secret Life of Pets might be better.
If I had to pick a 10 movie, like it'd be The Lion King.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Right on. So you gave it
that
a 6.
That one was just more creative. It was even like musical. There was just so much more, you know. And it wasn't like a cookie cutter movie. Even the real Toy Story to me was a lot better than this one.
Okay. All right. Yeah. And Jordan, what do you think about the film?
I liked it a lot. Well, it's not like it didn't reach me emotionally. And like Finding Dory, you know, you saw the scene and it was set up and it was really upsetting. You know, you were worried about Dory. You were worried about whatever situation. Nemo. This one made me incredibly emotional, more than any of the kid movies that you see that really kind of tug at your heartstrings. But it's not because of like any sad thing that was happening in the movie. It was just seeing pets. Like, whenever I saw the pets and how much they loved the owners and the owners, you know, obsessing over the pets, it was just really touching. It's something that
I think so too.
If you're a pet owner, then you're really going to just relate to this movie. I think you're really going to love it, and it's going to be really heartwarming. If you're someone that's not really into animals, then it doesn't do the things like, oh, no, he's had a bad life. Let's feel bad for him. I think it's just kind of the celebration of how great pets are. Or at least if they did attempt that, it didn't work on me.
I know. I'm with you on that. Like I said, I thought it was a great film, a fun film. I thought the directors definitely brought you into the pets' perspective on life and how they view their owners. And, you know, and then even you know, Kevin Hart's character, Snowball the Bunny, you know, how radical he was, and you know why, where it was coming from, because of the rejection that he had faced as a bunny. So it was, yeah, I mean, there were some layers to it. Yeah, I thought it was really cool, and the different pets were very comical to me. I felt like there were more diverse characters in this film than in Toy Story, if you really want to know. Toy Story, to me, was fun, but it was kind of one-dimensional to me. I mean, and a big difference with Toy Story and this movie is that in Toy Story, there's always the bad kid who abused the toys, you know, and they always try to run from him. You didn't really have that in The Secret Life of Pets. It wasn't coming from that perspective in that sense. I mean, yeah, so, yeah, I thought it was a lot of fun. But, okay, so, Jordan, on the scale of 1 to 10, what do you give this film?
If it was a scale of 1 to 5, I'd give it a 4. I guess that technically makes it an 8, but
that makes it an 8, I would say. Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to give it a 9. So
8 doesn't do it justice. I'd rather say a 4 out of 5. Don't know why. Just feeling that. Just okay. Feeling a 4 out of 5.
I mean, you could go like 8.5.
That's true, too. You could do that. But yeah, for me, on a scale 1 to 10, I give it a 9. So, and Mariana gives it a 6. So that's basically like 2-1 on Secret Life of Pets. And we will be back after this break, and we will be talking about the fundamentals of caring.
Sounds good, yeah.
All right. Looking forward to it.
Check out the show that's built on the MMA. From the UFC to extreme cage fighting, they got the fights covered. Check out the GSMC MMA podcast. Get the latest news on past or upcoming fights. Join us as we talk to and about some of the biggest names in the MMA, past, present, and future. When it's the fight game, there's just one show to check out. GSMCpodcast.com/MMA-podcast. Don't forget to like them on Facebook and follow them on Twitter. Visit GSMCpodcast.com for more info.
Hey everybody, welcome back. This is Jordan here. We just talked about The Secret Life of Pets. I guess pretty much good reviews. Went a little bit mixed, but for the most part, not too bad. Now we're going to get into our next movie, The Fundamentals of Caring, starring Paul Rudd. And this will be our first movie that's not going to be in theaters, but on Netflix. So,
yes, it is. Absolutely right. And wow, The Fundamentals of Caring.
Were you blown away by it? You seemed a bit skeptical to check this one out, but
I was very skeptical, yes. And it was an excellent film. I enjoyed it immensely. It was a pleasant surprise. First of all, Paul Rudd can really do no wrong.
No, he's a fantastic actor.
Yeah.
That's what I thought. As soon as I saw Paul Rudd, I was like, okay, this is at least going to be a good movie.
Yeah, exactly, right? I agree, Mariano. This is directed by Rob Burnett, who also directed We Made This Movie and Happily Ever After, and a movie called New Car Smell. So, yeah, so as you were saying, Jordan, this was a Netflix original film?
Yes, which is not the first Netflix original film, but one that we're reviewing, I guess. In the future, we're going to be taking a look at more things. But this, to me, it didn't feel like something – I feel like it's something that deserves as much respect as a movie that was being released in theaters because it was very solid. I would have definitely paid to see it.
Yeah, it was excellent. Paul Rudd.
Yeah, me too.
You know, basically he plays a guy who decides he wants to become a caregiver, and you find out throughout the film that he has a past. He used to be a writer, and you find out basically eventually why he decides to go into caregiving. And when you see his character initially, he seems very numb. And as if he's looking for something to give him feeling and meaning and purpose again. And that's when he runs into Trevor, played by Craig Roberts, who was amazing, as the person that he's going to wind up taking care of. And Trevor's mom is, Alex Huff? Is what, Jody? Is that her name? Yeah, she's hilarious. And a nice, pleasant surprise to see Selena Gomez in this film, too. Who winds up playing Dot.
Yeah, she did a terrific job.
Yeah, she was great in the film. And it was you know, it's a good movie.
She stole my heart in this movie. I love her as the bad girl.
Yeah, me too. Yeah, I can admit. Yeah, she was awesome. She was. Yeah, this film was directed very well. Like I said, it had true meaning and purpose to it. I mean, it teaches you about not giving up on your life, no matter what kind of obstacles you go through or what kind of tragedies you may face, that you just have to keep on moving and embrace the here and now. And, you know, that's a good message that this film has. Jordan, did you want to elaborate? Or?
Well, I was going to ask you something, Keith. I mean, because you came in at not thinking this was going to be too good.
I didn't know what to think.
But so, what did you? Did you have any kind of preconceived notions? Did you kind of have any assumptions based on it?
No, I didn't know what the movie was about at all. I didn't look up anything.
What about you, Mariano?
What's up?
Did you have any kind of preconceived notions getting into this movie?
Well, yes and no. When I first like looked at the movie, you know how when you're on Netflix, you can see it before you like play it.
Right.
Yeah.
And the picture is Selena Gomez, you know, sitting on the, like the wheelchair, you know,
a Trevor's wheelchair.
My like preconceived idea of the movie was, oh, it's going to be like three friends on a road trip, but it turned out to be something other than that, you know? And I really enjoyed it. In fact, I was very happy about how it turned out, as opposed to what I thought, because I think how it turned out was better.
You know, and I think that's something the movie does, is it sets up a lot of different ideas of what road is going to go down in the end of this movie when it's all said and done. Right. And I think it was very refreshing that you were wrong with every assumption that you made throughout it. I mean,
exactly.
Like the road trip, that's something that seems kind of very cliche when it comes to a coming of age story, when it involves a kid that's growing up and he gets in a road trip. Oh, okay, here we go again.
But it wasn't your typical road trip at all.
No,
so.
it didn't feel like that. It still felt like something new that we were watching for the first time.
I agree.
And I think that's partly the story. I think it's the actors, definitely. You guys were right about Selena Gomez. She really killed it. This was one of the first times I've seen Selena Gomez in a film.
Yes, but definitely.
She does great all across the board with music or movie.
I agree. And now, and I have a correction to make. Excuse me, I was wrong. Alex Huff, who plays Jody, is not Trevor's mom. Trevor's mom in this film is played by Jennifer, and it's Ehle, or E-H-L-E. I don't even know how to pronounce her last name. She plays Elsa, his caring mother, who's the single mom who's raising him. And she's great, too. She's a very strong character. But, yeah, so it was a lot of fun to watch. I almost didn't want the movie to end. So,
no, I didn't either. And
you know, and that's rare when you feel that way about watching a film, you know.
Definitely. You know, I think that I'm definitely somebody that will constantly kind of go like, well, this one's as soon as a movie's running on too long, I'll be the first person to kind of notice that, like, okay, well, that didn't need to happen. This doesn't need to happen. But this movie, every moment, every scene felt essential and delightful, and it didn't feel like it was it didn't feel like it was just building up the next scene. It was building up the next scene while showing itself to be something that was very noteworthy.
Oh, yeah, and Megan Ferguson.
And I thought the movie overall was even a little short, but not in a bad way. But like, even when there was nothing going on in the scene, just the banters were great. I love the like English, like British English to American comedy.
Yes, yes, yeah. Definitely. And Megan Ferguson, we forgot to mention her. She plays Peaches, and she was adorable. Oh,
yeah.
So it was great cast, great direction, great story. Lots of like I said, it's definitely about healing, definitely about starting over again. It's definitely a film about I mean, it really is the fundamentals of caring, which is not just about caretaking, it's also about
bring it on home.
Taking care of yourself, you know, and taking care of each other.
I don't want this to sound like mean or like insensitive, but you know what I really enjoyed about the movie?
What?
I really enjoy the concept of like, it's okay to be normal and like rowdy with someone who has a disability because they don't want to be treated differently, you know?
That's
like,
not, I noticed that's, that that's
it was
very
only
poignant,
when Paul
actually.
Rudd was...
yeah. You had me worried for a second. I was like, oh, God, we're going to have to cut it.
No, go ahead. That was very poignant, actually. Yeah, go ahead.
Hang on. It seemed like only when Paul Rudd was like funny and mean, not mean, but, you know, like playfully mean back, that, you know, that... I'm sorry, his name was Trevor. That he enjoyed himself.
Well, yeah, because Trevor had respect for him when he saw that he wasn't tiptoeing around him, that he was treating him like a regular person.
Yeah.
So, and I can respect that.
Me too.
Like someone putting that into a story because of, you know, disabled people that I know, and there are a few, even, you know, a couple of my family.
Right.
They like it when they can just, you know, when you just, they just play along. You know, they're normal people. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly. No, I agree.
And that's something that, like, I think that's one of those things where everyone knows it, but no one ever talks about it. And I'm glad that this movie brought it up.
You know, that was something that I really loved about the movie is that this movie is entire plot about is the entire plot is helping somebody that can't help themselves, but he didn't come off as helpless at any point in time. That was the very cool thing about it. I mean, there was no time where even if he couldn't physically do something, he was still very incredibly strong throughout. It didn't
well,
set him up
it,
to
it
look
did
helpless.
When it came to you know, to one of the other characters.
Oh yeah, no, but.
No, it was written very well. It's you know, I wish this film would have had a mainstream release, but Netflix did a great job by making this film. I mean, this is definitely another reason to pick up Netflix if you don't have it. So
yeah, and,
because
mean,
of movies like this. So
then again, what are you doing this long without having Netflix? Go, you should have already had it last month.
Oh, but, yeah, but Jordan, some people don't even have internet in their town still, bro. Believe it or not.
This is international.
No, I'm just letting you know, dude. Yeah.
But, yeah, the Fundamentals
but
of Caring.
I agree with you, though.
Mm-hmm. It was great. And
So on a scale of 1 to 10, I give it a 10. So I do.
I'd give it a 10, too.
Mariano?
I'd give it a 10, too.
Wow. Okay. There you go. Three the hard way. There it is. So we recommend that one. So we'll be back after this break. We're going to wrap it up and talk some more about The Secret Life of Pets, where it went right, where it went wrong, and, you know, the Fundamentals of Caring.
Wrap up coming soon. See you guys after this break.
Tired of searching the vast jungle of podcasts? Now listen close and hear this out. There's a podcast network that covers just about everything that you've been searching.
Hey!
The Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network is here. Nothing less than a podcast bliss with endless hours of podcast coverage. From news, sports, music, fashion, cooking, entertainment, fantasy, football, and so much more. So stop lurking around and go straight out to the Golden State Media Concepts Podcast Network. Guaranteed to fill that podcast itch. Whatever it may be. Visit us at www.gsmcpodcast.com. Follow us on Facebook and Twitter. And download us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play.
Hey everyone, thanks for listening and welcome back to the GSMC Movie Review Podcast with Captain Keith, Jordan, and Mariano. And we're just finishing the wrap-up here for The Secret Life of Pets as well as The Fundamentals of Caring.
Now, oh yeah.
I know you guys like those like super awesome questions, so let's dive right in.
Let's do it.
All right. I'm down.
We all answered the scale of 1 to 10 questions.
Yes.
But Keith, you were pushing the hardest for Secret Life of Pets.
Yes.
So I want to know what, in your opinion, what Disney or what children's movie beats that? What's a 10?
Wow.
Because you gave it a 9. Or in fact, even if you could give me another 9. And why?
So what did I give BFG? Did I give it a 9 or a 10? I can't remember now.
I feel like you gave BFG a 9, but...
Yeah, so BFG, it's the same equivalency. Of course, I love The Incredibles. I love E.T. I watch that all day. I mean, it's just, that's just, so those two films. Does that give you a good picture? Finding Dory, I think I gave like a 9, or I might have given that a 10. I can't remember now. That was a really cute film. So definitely BFG and The Incredibles. But The Incredibles, I gave like a 10. That's just a great film. So Lion King, I give like a 9. Yeah, I give Lion King a 9 or 8.5, actually. I like Lion King, but I don't love it like everybody else. So. I feel like I've almost outgrown that one actually a little bit. So it's still a good film, though. Does that help you?
You kind of outgrown BFG a bit?
No, Lion King.
Oh yeah, no, because I think I just outgrew BFG after watching Secret Life of Pets.
You're just saying that. I know you are. BFG
you know,
is dope.
I like Secret Life of Pets, but it's so hard to give it a better review. Like, I kind of want to give it like a 7.5 or something, only because we did it right next to Fundamentals of Caring. And when it came to it, these are both movies that are supposed to make you feel good.
And they both do, though.
And, you know, Secret Life of Pets made me feel pretty great. I mean, for the first, yeah. like, the last 10 minutes of it, I'm just feeling like, oh, my God, all those pets and their secrets. I love them so much.
Oh,
I just,
yeah.
I need to go home and find my pets. But
this is from my homeboy Ricky, that's all I got to say.
Yeah, we'll yeah. Go ahead. But with Fundamentals
I'm
of Caring.
You put it that way, because I agree that the scale of 1 to 10 is universal, and it goes across all movies. So when I compare these two movies, I can't give the Fundamentals of Caring a 10 and give Secret Life of Pets like a 9, because the Fundamentals of Caring was a lot better to me.
Yeah, no.
Again,
it is.
Not that I didn't enjoy the other, but it just wasn't.
They both
that
produced good feeling
the
effects.
The Fundamentals of Caring was one of those movies that just was like, wow.
I think so too. The effects that they produced, I think Fundamentals of Caring just lasted longer. Like, I'd say that both of them made me have a big smile at the end, but Fundamentals of Caring, I smiled throughout the rest of the day after watching it. It was pleasant and it was very uplifting. Secret Life of Pets just makes you want to go home and pet something for an hour or two.
Sure. I mean, and Fundamentals of Caring was like set up in a sense where it could have totally been a cliché, formulaic film, and at every turn it wasn't.
Yeah, they navigated it really
well. I mean, it was done just exceptionally well. Yeah, that's definitely a 10 for me because you know, you have the strong mother, the female figure with his mom. You know, she was great. And you find out that she's been taking care of him, you know, since he was, you know, from the very beginning. And that, you know, then you see things about, you know, this stuff that goes on. You find out about who his dad is. And all that was just done masterfully well.
Yeah, I agree.
Exactly.
I agree.
My favorite thing is none of it feels like contrived or like derivative.
Right. And the director, he pulls you in. And he makes you feel what they're feeling. So, and that's
exactly
like the job of a good director, right? When they bring you into their world.
Yeah, the directing was great. I love I love how in the awkward moments, they capture the awkwardness of it.
Yes.
They did.
And
it was
and it's very genuine. So,
yeah.
And Selena Gomez did steal the show. She was amazing. Yes. I'm glad she decided to do this
film.
I think
the dynamics between Paul Rudd and what's the kid's name?
Talking about Trevor.
Yeah, I'm talking about Trevor, yeah. I was trying to think of the actor's name.
Yes, and I said that earlier, and un momento, sir.
Well, okay, but you guys get it. I think the dynamic between Trevor and Paul Rudd's character were what
Craig
really
Roberts.
Stole the show for me. It's
Craig Roberts.
The development felt very natural.
Yeah.
Paul and Craig.
Paul Rudd.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he was great. No, I mean, Paul did a good job, but, I mean, Trevor, you know, so basically the main characters are Craig Roberts as Trevor and Paul Rudd, you know, as Ben. And their chemistry was amazing. And Craig Roberts definitely held his own against Paul Rudd in this film.
Yeah, he sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah, man, definitely. Great film. Secret Life of Pets, I think it's a great family film. I think kids will love to see it. And they'll, you know, it may make all the kids want pets and they might drive their parents crazy, but... But
totally worth it. Yeah,
yeah, it was a lot of fun. Like I said, I like the perspective that it came from.
Can we do the desert island thing? I think me and Mario.
Oh, there you go.
Fundamentals of Caring. But what about you, Keith? I mean, these are two movies that kind of do the same thing. They make you feel good, but
you gotta pick one of them on the island.
Yeah, one island, one movie.
That sounds like a commercial. Yeah. One island, one man, one movie.
Right?
Swiss Army Man.
Let's see. I'm thinking, because Secret Life of Pets makes you laugh. I mean, it's a good, fun film. Fundamental Caring, it takes you on a journey, but you wind up feeling really good, you know, once that journey's over. So, it has definitely the highs and the lows and peaks and valleys. On the island.
I'm curious as to your answer right now.
Yeah, no, the suspense is killing me. Fundamentals of Caring, by the way, mine. Definitely mine.
I'm going to, because I'm on an island by myself, I'm going to have to go with Secret Life of Pets.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it's going to make me laugh. Yeah, make me feel good. Yeah, definitely.
I'd still do Fundamentals of Caring.
I mean, hey, they're both great films, but these are the choices you gave me, so
yeah,
that's what I'm going to go with. Yeah, The Secret Life of Pets.
What about you, Mariano?
You know his answer already.
Yeah, Fundamentals of Caring, but I I'll have to disagree because I think that the Fundamentals of Caring is the one that made me laugh.
That made you laugh more than Secret Life of Pets?
Oh yeah, I.
Me like, too. Yeah. I was watching that one alone, and I still did like a lot of chuckles. And you know.
No, it was a good film. Well, like I said, I loved it. I gave it a 10. So yeah, but
it's rare for me that like I actually bust up, you know. And this movie had some really funny parts in it, and some like originally funny parts. Because I feel like these days, I feel like comedy all kind of falls in. There's like the Kevin Hart era of like everything is just over the top, and every little movement has to be crazy and. You know, and like he has to upplay everything, and it's funny and it works. Like I'm not knocking it, but I'm just calling it what it is. You know, he talks too much. It's almost like neurotic humor.
Yeah, Kevin Hart's neurotic.
Then there's also the kind of funny like Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates, where it's kind of like Jack Blackie, where it's just so over the top. Two characters that are just so ridiculous that it's like forcing itself to be funny.
Hold on, Mariano. Mike and Dave Wedding Dates coming next podcast.
Exactly.
I know. I'm just trying to refer to the different types of funny. I can even go back like of an actual Jack Black movie. Like the comedy takes. Well, the point I'm trying to make is comedy can be really like predictable, and lately it's really over the top sometimes.
Yeah.
And this movie wasn't that. It was refreshingly funny. It was originally funny, and it had me busting up.
Like, you think it was more kind of clever?
Laughing, not just.
I don't think it was funnier though than The Secret Life of Pets, but I think it had some good humor in it. I mean, I think for what the story was, I mean, for the type of movie and film that The Fundamentals of Caring is, it's not going to. It shouldn't be over the top for what the subject matter is. It's not really.
No, I agree. That would be in poor taste. That's why I respect it because so many movies these days are just so, over the top. You know what I mean?
Yeah, but yeah. I don't. Yeah, but here's the thing though. The Fundamentals of Caring was not a comedy. You know what I mean? That's basically like a drama. Or some might say a dramedy, but it wasn't really a comedy. It had some comedic moments in it, if that makes sense.
Right. But then there were comedies like The Wedding Crashers that I thought had the perfect amount of comedy.
Okay.
And then there were comedies like Neighbors Part 2 that was too much. It was too fake. Like oh, yeah. I loved Grown Ups with Adam Sandler, but Grown Ups Part 2 was too much.
I didn't watch either one of those, bro. And I'm okay with it. So, you know, you got one on us with that one. So, okay. Right on. Well, cool. So, once again, 2-1 on Secret Life of Pets. And all three unanimous on The Fundamentals of Caring. So
yes. Sounds good so far.
Right. Yeah. So, if you got Netflix, you should definitely watch that. And if you don't have Netflix, you should think about getting it because that's a great film to watch. So, yeah. And stick around. We're about to get out of here, but our next podcast is going to be coming up. And in that one, we will be reviewing
Green Room. And also, there's another movie, I swear. Oh, yeah. Mike and Dave Need Wedding Dates.
Yeah.
I love it when we say things at the same
exactly,
time.
Exactly.
It really bonds us. Okay. So up until that point.
I worry about you guys.
Yeah, I know you do. But tune in to us next time. And in the meantime, you can check us out on Google Play, SoundCloud, iTunes. You can follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and is there another one, guys?
Instagram.
Oh, yeah, Instagram. And no?
GSMCpodcast.com.
Oh, there we go. GSMCpodcast.com. That's the one. Thank you, guys. So, until next time, we will see you guys somewhere out there.
Yes.
In space.
Get your own.